escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Eagles Radiothon to benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. Day two, as we mentioned, Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert, and Sidney Brown. Yes, Jalen Hurts going to join the show with these two idiots and Ike, of course.
Going to keep you in check, huh?
Keep us in check, yes. That'll happen before 4:30. Remember, great Radiothon items. Still, the bidding goes till 5 o'clock for all of them. And just a reminder, as I've said before, don't try to get in at like right 4:59 and because you got to register first and somebody might have a max bid. So I would have a plan there. So EaglesRadiothon.com. We'll have some more on all of those items coming up. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Did this series change how you feel about the Phillies? 62.1% say yes. So we have had a couple of Eagles news items today in that the Eagles re-signed Marcus Epps, safety, yeah, who has been here before. And I just found out Eagles re-signed Britton Covey. I assume he will be their punt returner.
Yes.
We're not putting Coop back there.
I'm glad that Covey's back.
Another
yes.
exciting.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
He'll probably join the podcast. Is it too late to add him to the shirt?
Yeah, we got Covey on the shirt. Too much excitement.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Too much excitement. We need enough in case we lose one of them this offseason. You know, I'm like a little. Everything feels a little unsettled with me with the Eagles. Like, you think it's a little weird? Not weird. A little. It's just. It feels strange to me that 2 weeks ago we trade for a cornerback, Ja'Quarion Bennett, who we think might actually start at CB2. I don't know if he will, but it's certainly in the cards that he could, right?
He will at some point.
Yeah. They signed Marcus Epps. We have like 100 safeties. So apparently they don't think very much of any of them because they're trying to do this thing. Well, maybe one of them will work out, right? We have that. Mm-hmm. I hope Nolan Smith is great, but still the edge situation, it doesn't feel like lockdown. Like last year, we're like, okay, well, at least we know we have a Josh Sweat there, this, right, that, the other. And then this isn't a defensive thing, but like our backup quarterback in a week is a guy that just, they just got 2 days ago.
Yeah.
In Sam Howell. It's just like a lot of new stuff and iffy stuff for a team that starts their season in 1 week and is supposed to contend for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It feels shakier than I thought it would feel at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think until they play and they start to show who they are, that will build the confidence from the fans. I was looking at the defense from last year. We didn't know what we were getting out of those guys last year to just finish last in the NFL. Vic Fangio turned that defense into the number one defense in the league. I look at some of these positions. I think the cornerback position is going to settle itself, right? We just have to be okay with the fact you don't have two Pro Bowl corners. Like, most teams don't.
Yeah.
Like, most teams have one pretty damn good corner and the other guy's a complimentary corner.
It feels like luxury problems.
Yes.
At this point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. It is a luxury problem. At the defensive end spot, let's see what the young guys can do. I can't make you any promises. I'm not making any proclamations as to who they're going to be. I'll just say I know Jalen Carter is awesome in the middle there. And a lot of it has to fall back on the trust of Vic Fangio because that's all you have to go on.
Well, I agree.
You have to trust that he knows what he's doing.
I would agree with you on Jalex and Nolan. Like, okay, let's cross our fingers, hope they're great. Except that last year we did have a pretty solid rotation of those guys. It wasn't primarily two guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we're rotating BG, Sweat, Nolan. Jalex was playing a little bit earlier in the year.
Most of them contributed in the second half
of the season. Yeah.
I don't know. Once BG went out.
It just feels unsettled to me.
Yeah.
It's like a little weird.
And you know what? It may look like that early. I think you're perfectly fine feeling that way. Like I said, I can't make any proclamations as to what's out there and what they're going to be this year, with the exception of I just trust the defensive coordinator and the scheme, and I'm assuming is that they play as a unit, they'll play it'll be more than enough. Now, if we had an offense that couldn't score points, then I'd be more concerned, because now you're saying, well, you need a defense to hold a team to 15, 16 points every week. But if your offense is doing what it's supposed to do and you're scoring 27 to 30 points a game, well, our defense isn't going to give up 27 points a game.
When we have Jalen on, should I tell him I need 30 a game?
Well, I mean, you can. He probably expects the same thing.
I'm going to need 30, Jalen.
He probably expects the same thing.
I'm going to need 30.
Right? That's not asking for too much.
And there was three teams last year that did it. Yes. I know it feels like a tall task scoring 30 points a game. But
Buffalo, Detroit, Baltimore.
It is a tall task.
Yeah.
Listen.
Never, in this city? Never take for granted. Like, go put up 30 a game. No, you don't go put up 30 a game in football.
I love Jax in this city just thrown in.
Yeah, you don't go put up 30 points a game. Yeah, so, that's not easy to do.
Big news.
Yes.
Out of the NFC East.
What'd you get? Did Micah sign?
No, actually.
But it is Micah sign?
It is Micah related.
Okay. He's got traded.
Per Adam Schefter.
Uh-oh.
For the first time, the Dallas Cowboys appear willing to listen to trade offers for Micah Parsons, and several teams have reached out. No trade is imminent, but Dallas wants this figured out before next week. So it seems now the Packers have been the one that have been noisiest.
Oh, Cowboys.
I'm getting excited.
Oh, man. Listen.
I'll tell you, I don't want them to go into any of our, like, I don't want them going to the Packers, to be honest.
Well,
we don't have any say on that.
Yeah.
Go get them. Yeah, we could trade for
them. They're already offering, what, two firsts and a second, I think, for Micah?
That was the report. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
not the Eagles, sorry, the Packers. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
And something like $45 million a year.
Get it under the wire at 5 o'clock when Eagles Radiothon's over, and he can get an item. Micah Parsons.
To the Eagles?
The welcome to Philadelphia starter pack with Micah Parsons.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if we have it in the call for
get him to call
to get
in?
Micah
Dude,
Parsons
are you kidding
there,
me?
Yeah.
$4.59?
Yeah. Oh, man.
That'd wow. Hey, and if you're the Cowboys, if you're trading
him. Tell Parsons to write a children's book. Real quick.
Exactly.
So
right.
We have an
if
item.
You're trading him to an NFC team, the price would be higher for me.
If you're Dallas.
Yeah, so I'm saying if I'm the Cowboys and if I'm going to trade you to a team, then first of all, there's no way I would trade him to the Eagles.
No.
There's no way if I'm the Cowboys, I would do that.
No.
But if you're going to trade him to another NFC team, which basically makes that team stronger and you weaker, it would cost you more.
Yeah.
So I could see, what did you say? It was two firsts and a second and a third.
That was the original report. Yeah.
Well, if it's
and
a
that's,
bid, if
that's it, a pretty heavy price for an edge.
Well, if it becomes a bidding war, then you may get a little more.
Yeah,
Howie did say the roster. They're still looking to make moves.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Howie, get it done.
Could you imagine a Micah trade?
Well, let me just tell you.
Let me just tell you.
Yeah, and we don't need this the week before. Don't get nervous, Ryan.
Yeah,
we're not about to turn this into a Cowboy show.
No.
But I'm just saying,
it would be a great item.
It should go without saying.
Think of all the money
I'm going
to the Eagles Autism Foundation.
It would go without saying, and it should go without saying it. even as an Eagles fan,
yes,
you would take Michael Parsons. Let's not be stupid.
Yes.
If the Eagles traded for Michael Parsons, we'd all be happy.
Yes, you should be happy.
Yes, are you kidding me? Yes. 25 years old?
Yeah.
Premier pass rusher next to Jalen Carter?
Come on, another Penn State guy.
It's not even a question. It's not our money. If they can afford it, if that's what they want to do, yes. I'm just talking about the player.
Yes.
Hell yeah, I'd take him in
and
a heartbeat.
And you know what? You trade for Michael Parsons, build a dome. I don't care. Whatever you want. Build two domes. Put it in an office building.
Man,
I don't care.
Hold on. What becomes?
They get underground. Put the stadium underground. Underground stadium.
Between his podcast and Podcast P.
Oh, yeah. A lot of podcasts in Philly.
The player podcast would be out of control.
Yeah. Now, Exciting Mics is not going on during the season, right?
I don't know. They were talking about this morning with Coop. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, there we go. The Cowboys looking at trade offers for Micah Parsons. That would be a shocker.
Still says he resigns with the Cowboys.
I think so, too.
It's just
I think
Jerry so Jones too. And his nonsense.
I think so, too. I think ultimately they'll sign him.
Yep.
215-592-94. You know what this might be? This might be him... I wonder if it's a little bit of the Cowboys saying, okay, we'll see if anybody wants you.
Right.
You know what I mean? We'll try to trade. We haven't done this yet. And then ultimately they're going to sign.
Yeah.
Violet in Virginia. You're on WIP. What's up, Violet?
Oh, hey. How you doing? I'm so sorry.
What are you sorry about?
What's up, Violet?
I was just not expecting to be on yet.
Okay.
What's up?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, Phillies. Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible.
It was really, really maddening. I mean, so it didn't surprise me. I mean, I didn't think we'd lose all three. It didn't surprise me. It just didn't surprise me. And I'm with you. The first game, or no, wait, was it the one game they actually, it wasn't so bad. I mean,
that
they
was
looked
the second
like
game.
Had some
yeah.
fight.
Yeah,
second
game was fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And then it was just I couldn't even finish watching it last night. I was so annoyed.
They were dead. They were dead by the third inning, Violet. By the third inning, they were dead. You could tell that they just... It's not that they couldn't hit the guy. They couldn't hit the guy. I agree. But the Phillies do this thing where they've decided the game's over, and they're just like, all right, this is done. We're not going to win this one. We're just going to lose and go home.
Well, now, you know how y'all were talking about the different personalities and everything, and what's with Castellanos? I mean, he used to be kind of mouthy, and it seems like, I don't know if there's something going on in his personal life, or if this whole Rob Thompson from
he got benched. He got
yeah,
benched.
He does not yeah. like that. Yeah, he didn't like that.
He's being pissy because he got benched.
Come on now.
And aren't you the one that loved all the players?
Come on, Violet, lock in.
Yeah, lock in.
I do. I mean, I do like them, and Cassie's one of my favorites. That's why I'm really bummed that he's doing so horribly. I'm just like, come on, dude. I mean, I know you're better than this.
It's okay to lose. It's not okay to quit.
No,
it's okay to lose.
You got that on you, tattooed on you?
Well, it would be a good tattoo. I'll tell you, even the NLDS, as pathetic as it was, they were in every single one of those games. They led in every game, I think.
Did we really?
I think they led in every game.
I think it's going to say a lot to me.
Not game three, I don't think.
Okay. All right.
From now on, how they respond. I mean.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving up because
it's a lock win tonight, Violet. Don't worry.
Oh, man.
God. I mean, they can go.
Ike Gilio.
Yeah. Really
guaranteed loss. Everybody get out your betting app.
Well, I was also on the Taiwan Walker bus, but then again, I mean.
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah.
Taiwan and this is back. All right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Taiwan, five innings, four runs, whatever.
Yeah, it's not a disaster.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, so I'm a geek. I have my little beanie freaking Phillies guy with me, and I have all my little Phillies weird things that I think are going to help, and I don't know, but.
Yeah, well, maybe don't, I was going to say don't shave, you know, I don't know. It's not going well. When it starts going well,
jeez.
Yeah, they wear the same underwear, you know, all the stuff that people do, you know.
I am getting my nails done tomorrow, and they're going to be red.
All right. Oh, why don't you do your rivalry pack with your nails and get Braves colors on like Bryce?
No.
Do your rivalry pack. Yeah, all right.
No.
Thank you, Violet.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know what I meant about the shaving.
Liz, I'm with you. Yes, yes.
But I have a friend, he's still my friend, but a friend in college, JT, he's from Atlanta, huge Braves fan. He was, as the Braves were going through the playoffs one year, he wasn't shaving because the Braves were winning. It was the middle of a game. The Braves were losing. They didn't have a hit. He went upstairs to the bathroom mid-game, shaved during the game because he thought that would change it.
Yeah.
Braves start hitting while he's shaving. He doesn't come back downstairs because he thinks being upstairs was effective.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes if things are going well and I'm sitting in a spot, I'll do the thing where I won't move.
Yeah.
But the not shaving thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we do playoff beards for the Phillies this year? It might only be 5 days.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Who could forget the legendary Fritz bit of last year where I ran 11 miles for 11 more wins. And I ran 10 miles because I only needed 10 wins.
Yeah.
That was it only took 2 days.
Yes.
And that bit was dead.
Yep.
That bit was over.
Oh, that's right. For the World Series.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any more wins.
No. That one didn't work.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever done that was the 08 NFC Championship game. The whole, not watching thing. I was skiing.
Okay.
I was on a ski trip, and I went in to watch the first half. Wow. They were getting blown out.
Skiing.
I know. It's a big ski.
Yeah, he talks about you. Silver spoon in
but yeah, skiing. I know. Yeah. I didn't know.
It's actually
skiing.
The most rich thing that we do. Not
well,
like the.
Well, you also played golf in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, we can go through the Fritz resume,
yeah.
But no one knows my dad.
Oh, right. That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point. 215-592-9494. An early check-in from Herb from the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, Spike?
Oh, no. Oh, here we go.
Goodness gracious.
Here we go.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay. How's your email?
It's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
The offseason, the Phillies are going to be making some blockbuster trades.
Okay.
Who are we trading?
Okay, but they're going to make a play for that Daquan dude from Cleveland.
Stephen Kwan.
I want to tell you something, okay?
Are you sick?
Last week when I was in the hospital, okay, with the sleep test, Romuto hit that home run, okay? Hit the home run, hit a home run the day before that or whatever. All good, and it's all good. What has he done since? Okay? He goes in this Mets series and he ain't hitting. Okay? I need to see more of Marshawn. I need to see Marshawn in one series, and actually, this Atlanta series is a four gamer. I like to see Marshawn catch 2 out of 4 games. And you know why?
Not going to happen.
Because he's a switch hitter.
Okay? It's not going to happen.
The last time he played, they won. He's a switch hitter. And he actually, what was it, last Sunday? They're not using Marshawn correctly.
Hmm.
okay? That the only reason they're not using him is because Realmuto is a free agent at the end of the year.
But Realmuto plays a lot of games every year. Oh, goodness.
We know that he's going to sign him.
He's been like the best hitter in baseball since Memorial Day, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to get two or three more years, okay? Because of the pitching and all that.
Herb, if somebody wanted to email you, where would they send it?
It ain't going to be $23 million, okay? He ain't worth no $23
million. No, he's not.
All right, so he's going to have to take a pay cut.
2 years, 30.
Yeah, that's 2 years, 30 in the third year for like 18 or
something. Gonna regret that third year.
Give him a little
no bleep.
He hasn't proved himself since... since that knee surgery last year.
Herb, he's been hitting over 300 since Memorial Day.
I know he's been hitting, but the thing is...
He said he hasn't gotten any better.
They got to start preparing. What are they going to do?
They're going to re-sign
him. Realmuto?
Herb, can I ask you something? We're going to talk to Dallas Goedert in like 20 minutes. We're going to talk to Jalen Hurts after that. What should we ask those guys? What should we ask Dallas Goedert and Jalen Hurts?
What should we ask them? I'm expecting them to run the same offense, keep the ball moving down the field.
Yeah, that's not a question.
Tell them Herb said keep the ball moving down the field.
Okay.
Keep it out of the opposing defense. Quarterback's hands.
Yeah. Would Goddard be on your Eagles Mount Rushmore?
What's that?
Would Dallas Goedert be on your Eagles Mount Rushmore?
Well, when you guys talk about Mount Rushmore, what are you talking about? For the past 25 years?
Yeah, let's say.
What? Huh?
Yeah, let's say the last 25 years.
Let's say the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Dallas Goedert.
Yep.
You had, what's his name? Ertz was here.
Yep.
And then you had Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Way to break it down.
Brent Celek, too.
Pro bowlers. Yeah. Both of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you put Dawkins, obviously, on the Mount Rushmore.
Goedert, I would put like somewhere in the ring. What's the Mount Rushmore? 100 or 100 players?
Do you know what Mount Rushmore is, Herb?
I don't really the Mount Rushmore thing.
No, but do you know what Mount Rushmore is?
Well, I've heard different
sources,
people different opinions on that. But
physically, do you know what Mount Rushmore is?
Yes and no. You tell me, Jack.
Well, it's a thing out in South Dakota where they put the four presidents on the mountain.
Yeah, they carve the president's faces in the mountain.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You sound like you know Mount Rushmore.
Have you checked your email since yesterday?
How many players are you talking?
Four.
It's
players?
Four. No, it's four.
Oh, just four. Okay, yeah. So
Goddard's
right
on
now,
there.
I would put Jalen Hurts on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Okay, you got me on that?
Yep.
Okay, I would put probably...
Goddard.
I would say...
Dallas Goedert.
Brian Dawkins.
No, Brian Dawkins is one.
Okay.
And I would say...
that's two.
Saquon.
Saquon, because what he did last year, and I think he's going to have a good year this year. But
and Lane Johnson and Kelsey. Sure.
What about me?
And BG and Ike.
I'd put Lane Johnson on that.
Okay.
What about me, Herb?
What about Ike?
He's a backup, just like me.
Hold the phone!
Over.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Lucky you got a contract, dude.
Oh!
You're making more money at WIP than you ever made with the Eagles.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Not quite.
Take it down a notch. Take it down a notch, big fella.
No, let him cook.
Pay stub. I want to see that pay stub, 58.
What a turn this does. This is the proof. You just got to let Herb go.
Yeah, this is why.
I get you, boy.
What about Hugh?
This is why. This is why I can't get you to practice.
I'm the one to Mount Rushmore for the best callers. I'm banned.
That's true. Dude. You did make the Mount Rushmore.
You did.
I'm a banned dude out here in Northeast. You know that? I got people all over the country in Los Angeles, 3,000 miles away, listening to me. Where you got that dodo that calls you in the morning from San Diego. They just talk.
Hey, Herb.
Herb,
what's your phone number? What's your phone number?
You have my number.
That's right. Way to wise up. How's your email?
What's that?
Have you checked your email in the last 24 hours?
HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com.
There it is. HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com. We got to go, Herb, because we got to get to Dallas Goddard coming up in a minute.
I want to see more Marshawn, and I want Topper to go back.
Understood.
To platoon.
Understood.
Like you love the backups.
Righty, lefty batter.
Understood.
Pitcher,
okay.
Batter.
All right.
That's
understood.
All.
Okay. Okay, Herb.
You understand?
Okay. Shots. Yeah, shots.
All right. Yeah. Unreal. You're just a backup. Oh, my God.
Well, I was.
Yeah, I know, but it was quite a shot.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right.
I've heard worse.
All right. Coming up. Dallas Goedert.
And considering the source.
Yes,
you know.
Of course. Dallas Goedert will join us coming up next, then Jalen, then Sidney Brown. They will be calling to talk to us about their great Eagles Radiothon items that benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. The bidding ends at 5 p.m. We'll talk about Dallas Goedert's next, do an escape room, Dallas Goedert and Grant Calcaterra at the NovaCare facility. I think it's at, what is that, $5,000 right now, something like that? $3,500? I don't know. I'll go check.
Let's get it up.
I'll get you the update next. We'll talk to Dallas about it. Sorry, I didn't
know you heard that.
Yeah. We'll get it in a second. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.